You're listening to an African Elements top news story for April 29th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How the $10 billion Afreximbank Shield protects global Africa. The global economy faces unprecedented turmoil in the spring of 2026. However, the African Export-Import Bank announced a massive financial intervention today to counter the chaos. The institution unveiled a $10 billion Gulf Crisis Response Program. This historic initiative intends to shield African and Caribbean nations from extreme economic instability. Ongoing global conflicts have triggered severe disruptions across international markets. This bold intervention highlights a powerful commitment to global Black economic solidarity. The African Export-Import Bank did not emerge out of thin air. Its origins trace back to the severe financial crises of the late 20th century. During the late 1980s, commercial banks from Europe and the United States began a massive withdrawal from the African continent. This sudden exit occurred due to widespread debt crises and exaggerated perceptions of risk among Western financial leaders. The abandonment left a catastrophic trade finance gap for developing Black nations. African governments realized they needed their own financial shield. They collaborated with the African Development Bank to conceive a specialized institution. Officials officially launched the African Export-Import Bank in October 1993. The foundational meetings took place in Abuja, Nigeria. The bank appointed Christopher Adordu as its first president. He oversaw early operations, including a historic loan to the Cocoa Board of Ghana in 1994. The institution operates as a multilateral financial institution with a unique public-private shareholding structure. The bank utilizes four classes of shares that include African states, private investors, and international financial institutions. This structure allows it to remain profit-oriented while fulfilling a critical development mission. The bank operated primarily within the physical borders of the continent for many years. A significant ideological shift occurred later. In 2008, the African Union passed a resolution that formally recognized the African diaspora. The organization designated this global community as the sixth region of Africa. This specific move invited the diaspora to participate fully in building the African Union through Article 3 of its Constitutive Act. This diplomatic foundation empowered institutions to reach across the Atlantic Ocean. The designation shifted the relationship from symbolic heritage to an active economic partnership. It empowered the African Export-Import Bank to expand its operations significantly. Connecting the continent to the Caribbean creates a powerful defense against historical exploitation. The strategy explicitly treats the continent and its diaspora as a single economic bloc. The bank translates this ideology into action. Initiatives like the African Diaspora Internship Program allow young African Americans to work within leading African multinationals. This program strengthens cross-cultural ties and builds professional networks. The formal designation proves that Black communities worldwide share common economic destinies. The current $10 billion intervention responds directly to a modern geopolitical shock. A major escalation of conflict erupted in the Middle East on February 28, 2026. This crisis caused significant disruptions to the Strait of Hormuz. This narrow waterway represents the most critical oil choke point in the world. Roughly 20% of global petroleum and 25% of liquefied natural gas transit through this strait daily. Because the strait measures only 21 miles wide at its narrowest point, military conflict immediately spikes global oil prices. The February escalation caused a massive supply shock. This forced Caribbean and African nations to pay significantly higher freight and fuel costs. Most oil from major producers like Saudi Arabia has no alternative route to market if the strait remains closed. The resulting disruptions ripple intensely through Caribbean economies. These nations depend heavily on stable energy prices to support tourism and transportation. High fuel costs mean airplanes cannot fly cheaply, and basic food imports become extremely expensive. The crisis threatens the basic survival of small island developing states. The Caribbean Community, widely known as CARICOM, serves as the primary regional partner in this transatlantic alliance. Leaders established the Intergovernmental Organization in 1973 to promote economic integration and coordinate foreign policy. It consists of 15 full member states. This organization includes nations such as Jamaica, Barbados, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, Haiti, and the Bahamas. The organization operates the CARICOM single market and economy. This vital system allows for the free movement of goods, services, and skilled labor across member borders. It represents roughly 16 million citizens. Importantly, 60% of these citizens are under the age of 30. This youthful demographic emphasizes significant future economic potential. By late 2025, 13 Caribbean states had officially joined the Afrexim Bank partnership to facilitate independent trade. The expansion into the Caribbean required serious financial muscle. Between 2015 and 2025, former bank president Benedict Orama laid the groundwork. He grew the assets of the bank from approximately $5 billion to over $42 billion. This massive growth provided the necessary capital to scale the Caribbean partnership. In March 2026, the bank increased its specific Caribbean financing limit from $3 billion to $5 billion. The partnership represents a deliberate move to bypass traditional Western financial systems. Prime Minister Mia Mottley of Barbados played an instrumental role in establishing the Caribbean office in 2023. She argued that the region desperately needed a disruptive financial partner. Her vision aimed to break colonial-era trade routes that always lead back to the North Atlantic. Western banks frequently engage in colonial banking practices known as de-risking. This process results in the loss of over 30% of correspondent banking relationships in the Caribbean. It makes sending or receiving money extremely difficult for ordinary people. Prime Minister Mottley has testified that these practices act as an unconscious bias against former colonies. Black nations frequently find themselves blacklisted by global regulators based on historical biases rather than actual risk. These targeted practices force legitimate trade underground. They prevent black-owned businesses from accessing the global financial system on equal terms. The creation of an independent financing system protects communities whose ancestors fought for economic justice over many generations. The massive financial package approved on March 31, 2026, acts as a critical lifeline. Multilateral financial institutions often serve as lenders of last resort during global shocks. The bank utilizes a combination of member state contributions and borrowing on international markets to fund the response. Recently, the bank clinched a record $2 billion dual tranche syndicated loan to support these emergency efforts. The Gulf Crisis Response Program provides immediate trade finance and foreign exchange liquidity. Trade finance refers to the financial tools that allow businesses to buy and sell goods internationally. It bridges the payment gap by ensuring sellers receive payment while buyers wait for goods to arrive. Foreign exchange liquidity ensures the availability of hard currency needed to settle international payments. This crucial support allows local banks to help businesses import essential fuel, food, and pharmaceuticals. History shows this method works effectively. The bank disbursed $10 billion during the 2015 commodity crash. It deployed over $7 billion to mitigate the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. During the pandemic, the bank utilized bulk purchasing power so small Caribbean nations could access vaccines at the same price as large nations like Nigeria. Despite shared history and cultural ties, direct trade between Africa and the Caribbean remains alarmingly low. Historically, exports to each other have never surpassed 6% of their total trade. Severe logistical barriers continue to suppress economic interaction. A glaring lack of direct air and shipping routes forces goods to transit through Europe or North America. This doubles or triples the cost of doing business. Shipping a container between neighboring Caribbean islands can cost more than shipping it to China. high fuel and port costs routinely consume 35% of product value. This massive overhead stifles the competitiveness of small and medium enterprises. Regional maritime infrastructure remains underdeveloped due to historical treaty blind spots. However, economic forecasts suggest massive potential. Research from recent years indicates that trade could reach nearly $2 billion annually by 2028. Leaders must address these logistical barriers to unlock this wealth. The bank provides capital to build the direct shipping lines and infrastructure required to make this projection a reality. The current crisis response targets historical structural vulnerabilities alongside immediate financial needs. Dr. George Alambai took office as the fourth bank president in October 2025. He spearheaded this crisis program as his first major emergency intervention. President Alambai has shifted the focus toward strategic mineral processing. This policy ensures that African and Caribbean nations process their raw materials locally. Strategic mineral processing addresses a massive social justice issue. Local beneficiation stops the neo-colonial pattern, where foreign powers extract raw wealth while capturing the value overseas. The institution created a $300 million platform known as the Africa Minerals and Metals Processing Platform. This initiative builds processing hubs for battery precursors and rare earth minerals. E-processing minerals locally creates high-skilled jobs and develops regional infrastructure. This includes developing crucial energy and transportation corridors. It guarantees that the move to green energy benefits the communities where miners extract the minerals. This strategy supports long-term transformation and self-reliance for developing nations. The $10 billion shield extends its protective effects deeply into the broader African-American community. The fund stabilizes the global African economy, which includes businesses, families, and educational partnerships in the United States. As the current United States administration under Donald Trump navigates shifting global trade policies, independent Black financial alliances become remarkably critical. Stable global trade prevents a surge in costs for Black-owned businesses that import goods from Africa and the Caribbean. The intervention strongly protects the stability of financial remittances. These monetary transfers exceed $100 billion annually. They represent a major economic link between the United States diaspora and the continent. High inflation and currency shortages destroy the value of the money African Americans send home to their families. The partnership also supports the Global Africa Gateway. This framework facilitates direct matchmaking between African businesses and African American investors. Furthermore, the collaboration led to the establishment of the Institute of Diaspora Studies in Harlem, New York. This educational hub advances deep economic ties. These ongoing collaborations strengthen the enduring strength and evolution of Black families globally. The transatlantic partnership continues to evolve at a rapid pace. The swift response to the 2026 Gulf conflict proves that regional institutions can successfully manage global shocks. Leaders from both regions understand they can no longer rely on external financial systems that retreat during crises. The strategic alignment between the continent and the Caribbean represents a permanent shift in global economics. The $10 billion shield offers far more than temporary relief. It actively lays the groundwork for independent infrastructure, localized manufacturing, and shared prosperity. As the world navigates escalating conflicts and supply chain disruptions, this unified economic bloc stands completely resilient. The creation of a self-sustaining financial ecosystem marks a monumental victory for global Black empowerment. By leveraging shared resources, Africa and the Caribbean rewrite the rules of international trade. They ensure future generations will inherit systems built on mutual respect and unbreakable solidarity. Copyright, African Elements.